Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Our general vice president of syndication and general manager, David Hall, is asked to remain on the air to answer listener comments about a very unfortunate material that we did on our program about a half hour ago. And, David, I guess you would like me to describe it?
I'd like you to reset it, yeah.
What I did was played the Peanuts theme music and began making up names of after-school specials, one of which was It Burns When I Pee, Charlie Brown, and another was Read My Lips, Bestiality is Illegal, Charlie Brown.
All of these things, I suppose, some other time and some other place might have been funny, but 2 days after they put this man in the ground, completely inappropriate, completely wrong. Now let me explain something to you, Phil. There's a guy, a very good friend of mine, up in San Francisco, Bill Mann. You know him?
No, I don't.
All right. Bill's been in and out of a lot of radio jobs, so he knows this business very well. He agrees with me. He thinks you're going to be replaced. Now, I don't want it to happen. But if you keep up with this stuff, you know, you're walking on a line, a thin, thin line. And when a guy like Bill Mann, who has worked for God, I don't know how many different radio stations in San Francisco, he's worked probably for all of them, says that you can be replaced. My friend, you can be replaced.
I like my job.
I know you like your job, but you screwed up.
All right, should we
take some calls?
Norco on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I would like to ask a favor before I speak my piece.
Yes, ma'am.
I would really appreciate it if Mr. Hall would not interrupt or insult me while I say what I have to say. I'm a firm believer in that people need to say what they think. I'm a say-it-like-it-is type person, and I realize he is as well, but I would not appreciate being interrupted or insulted during my comments.
Certainly, ma'am.
Thank you. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. This is the first time.
But I want to say that, you know, I have the right to say what I want to say, too.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
All right, great.
Certainly. And
right.
I just think
we're clear on that, because a lot of people like to say, well, I want to say this, and you never do get your point of view out.
Sure, sure. Right. And I do agree with you on that point.
Thank you.
But on the other hand, I'm
almost 30 years in this business. I think I know what I'm doing.
Well,
right, David.
Well, are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. The lady would like to say what she wants to say.
I understand that, Phil. I'm making a point with the caller before she commences her comments.
Okay, and go ahead.
I'm finished.
Oh, okay. Okay. I do believe that
Phil
everybody...
Phil Henry works for me, so I have the right to say to him, you know.
David.
Quit interrupting her and let her talk.
I'm not interrupting her. Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you.
Jesus
I do believe.
Christ.
Please don't bring him into this. You'll have way more calls. I think that it's important for people to speak their minds. I think it's important for people to have freedom of speech. That's what the country is all about. But I also believe that it's important to allow people to say what they have.
Oh, God.
I think it's important for people to say what they think. And I think it's important for other people to listen, because if we don't listen, we're closed-minded, and you get nowhere. And I think that his comments to you on the air, causing you to grovel, his proceeding on with rude comments, insulting people just because they speak their point of view, I think that it's inappropriate. I think it's unprofessional. And I'm actually surprised that he's made it 30 years in the business of PR if he has that type of an attitude with anybody in public, let alone in a private setting. And let me just
right.
say all this. This is the first time I've ever tuned into the show.
Yes,
I've never
ma'am.
Listened to your show before.
Yes, ma'am.
I may or may not tune in the future.
Well, I would hope that, excuse me, I would hope you'd give us a little bit more of an opportunity.
Sure. And it's nothing.
Because I apologized for my part in this. And David, wouldn't you say that at least my apology goes a long way toward helping? David Hall? David.
I'm sorry, so what? What?
Were you there?
No, I went to the can for a second. Is that broad finished?
She's still on the phone.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I don't think you are, but
I didn't.
That's beside the point.
Didn't you tell me she's still you're still talking? Are you still talking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to go back to the can? Great. I think that someone who claims to be a professional and treats you,
yeah,
who is another professional, in that manner,
right,
that is just so unacceptable.
Well, I appreciate very much your support. We all have bosses, and for whatever reason, some are more emotional than others. I will say this, that David Hall is a brilliant programmer, and I believe him to be one of the top-notch people in this business, but he goes overboard, and maybe I went overboard, too, with my Charlie Brown bit. I would ask him, but I don't know if he's back from the bathroom. Could you go? I don't know.
He's probably not. But
David?
It's probably better that way.
All right, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Okay, I have to move on. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. David? David?
Phil?
Yeah.
Is that broad finished?
The lady's finished, yeah.
Oh, the lady, yeah. Is the lady finished?
Yes, she's finished.
All right.
Did you want to talk to her?
No, I was listening to her.
All right, here is New York on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
New York, yes, sir.
Yeah, I think there's a time and place for anything, and for your boss to come on the air and to do that to you publicly, that was just too demeaning. And I mean, he could have done that in a more professional way. He talks about his friend in San Francisco that worked for every radio station over there in the California area.
He's been.
Why is that? If he had any worth, I think if he was that good, he would be with one radio station for a long time.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second. Bill Mann's a great guy.
I'm not saying he's not a great guy.
He's pretty, you know, I mean, he's. What do you say? Just because the guy's worked at every radio station in San Francisco, what's wrong with that?
What the man is inferring is he holding on to a job?
Well, he's a genius. Nobody can afford him.
Well, what is he doing now?
He writes a column for the Internet.
Yeah, unemployed. That's what that means.
Well, that's very cruel, sir. Very cruel.
That's cruel? Is it as cruel as what your radio host just talked about a little while?
Phil was talking about Charlie Brown having the clap, for crying out loud.
It's a cartoon.
Did you read Peanuts?
Since I was small.
Okay. Did you ever hear of Charlie Brown having the catfish blues? Not me.
No.
So
what do you mean the catfish blues?
You know what I'm talking about. This guy knows. You know what I mean, don't you, sir?
But the catfish, don't you think that his radio show is
Charlie Brown had the catfish
for entertainment's sake? Isn't
yes,
that?
Sir. But I don't believe that you come on the air 2 days after a man's death and start talking about whether Charlie and Snoopy are having secret meetings. That's all I'm saying.
Am I correct in saying that? Don't you think there's a time and place for everything? If you didn't take
you
what he was
sir,
talking
I've
about,
gotta
why
go
not
now.
Ream him out on the break?
It's time for us to go. I appreciate your input from the African American community.
I'll listen to him, but if you're on the air, I don't want to listen to you.
We thank
I don't,
you for
you
the,
would never make it in New York. You would never make it in New York.
Well, I appreciate the African American input.
Yeah. Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, don't patronize the guy.
No. Thank you very much, sir. Your people have made great strides, and what?
And if you could see what I'm doing, I'm playing the world's smallest violin.
I think your comments are inappropriate.
My heart bleeds for him.
Absolutely. All right, sir, thank you for your call.
Yeah. All right.
I'll keep listening
to you, but not your VP.
I appreciate it, sir.
I like the way you do that. All right, sir, thank you for your call. I'm going to write that down.
Aren't you just a nice guy?
No, you're all class. They think I'm an asshole, Phil. You're just number one in their books.
Well, what is this? We appreciate the input from the African-American community.
We do. Jesus. You're the only guy I know that gets any black. You're the only white guy I know that gets any black listeners. So I got to give it to you there.
All right, I'm going to break, okay?
Yeah, break.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Here is, before I do that, I'd like to tell you that our grand total for the sale of the Best of Phil Henry Show 99 CDs is $90,843.50. $90,000, and you can log on to philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com, and pick up a copy of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, Communism is Neat. All the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Gastonia, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey.
Now, who's this?
This is Rita and Holly.
Rita and Holly, how you doing tonight?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I've been better, I guess.
Is David still on the phone?
No, ma'am. He's gone.
God. Oh. Okay, Rita, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rita. You go first, then Holly, you follow up, okay?
Okay.
Right.
I just think it was inappropriate for him, whether he's your boss or not, I just think it was inappropriate for him to call you and make you look like a total wiener on national radio.
Yeah. Are you guys on you're on a speakerphone, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to lean into that a little bit because it sounds distant. I realize the two of you need that because there's two of you.
Yeah, okay.
He made me look like a complete wiener, yeah.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I don't mean to offend you or nothing.
Well, that's okay.
So,
feel like a jerk.
About London dude, what was his deal?
Who, the London dude?
Yeah.
Well, he thinks that the Backstreet Boys, by virtue of their name, are, as he put it, gay.
What?
Well, Backstreet, Backdoor.
I think he said the turd, what was it, the turd robbers or something?
I believe he said turd burglar.
Yeah.
Can I ask can I ask you guys something?
Yeah.
I wanted to. Are you into movies?
Huh?
Are you guys into the movies? Do you like going to movies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So do you follow a lot of the stars?
Yeah.
Leo DiCaprio, do you go see him because of him, or did you go see like Titanic to see the ship sink?
I went to go see it because I just like the story of it, you know.
Oh, I know what I wanted to do. Forget about that. Here's what I want to do.
Okay.
Do you have that loop up?
What?
Nothing. I'm asking my engineer. You guys know makeup?
Do we what?
Do you know makeup? You know, like eyeliner and...
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Do you? Do you know it pretty good?
Yeah.
You guys go to the malls and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to win a prize?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have a clock ticking.
Okay.
And I'm going to have the two of you naming makeup or makeup brands, makeup brand names, okay? So you can either say eyeliner or you can say Borghese or... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the first one to stop, if the other one keeps going, she wins the prize.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, where's my loop? You have it. All right, ready to go? Now, when I say go, I want the two of you to start mentioning makeup names, eyeliner, whatever you can think of, okay?
Okay.
Now, which one's Rita?
Me. I'm Rita.
And Holly?
That's me.
You both sound the same.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready to go? When I say go, I want you to go. And this is kind of a race. The one who wins the prize. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Maybelline. Eyeliner, lip liner, powder. Eyeliner, eyeshadow. Blush. Mascara. Eyeshadow. Mascara. Lipstick.
Keep going. Very good.
Lipstick. Fingernail polish. Hairstyle. Maybelline. Hairspray.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
I heard Maybelline about 16 times.
That was Rita.
So you guys tie. Yeah, Rita kept saying Maybelline. Well, how is that? I know Borghese. My girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, I got her Borghese for her. You know what Borghese is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now I want you to name as many male movie stars as you can.
Oh, God.
The first one to stop, and if the other one keeps going, she's the winner.
Rock stars instead.
You can say rock stars. Major male celebrities. How about that?
Male celebrities? Oh, my God.
All right, so it could be a rock star, TV star, whatever, okay?
Okay.
So Rita and Holly, you guys are going up against each other in this one.
Okay, Rita.
Okay. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Jonathan David Mel Head, Gibson, Monkey, Fieldy, David Gilberry, Trent Reznor, Wes Borland, Axel Rose, Sam Otto, Sam Rivers, John Otto, Leonardo DiCaprio, Backstreet Boys,
Oh, who's that talking right now?
Holly,
Holly, you got to be the winner because Rita gave up.
Yeah.
You're the winner. Okay. You said, although you did say Kid Rock about six times. So, Holly, you're the big winner tonight.
Okay.
You win the Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And Rita, you're all right.
We'll split it,
Rita. We'll split it,
Rita.
Yeah, I know, Rita.
And I supported you, too.
That's true, Rita. All right, hold on for just a second.
Okay.
You're the big winner. Huh? Holly and Rita. Give it to Holly, though. Get Holly's last name so when you mail it, it goes to Holly. Because, I don't know, Rita and Holly may live together, and Rita may start going through her mail and ripping open them. Was there one other thing you wanted me to do with them? All I could think of was the rock stars, male celebrities, and the makeup. The only other thing I could think of would be food. Pizza. No? Okay. Well, so there you have it. That's Holly and Rita and David Hall, and this is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, Rita and Holly, by the way, I'd like to get them back on the line because I do want to mention to them that if they ever do come out to Hollywood, for instance, Rita and Holly from Gastonia, and they want to become movie stars, but they're eating out of a garbage can instead, they can avail themselves of the great services of My Friend's Place. Yes, My Friend's Place. Been in business since 1988. Been in business. They're not charging. If you're a kid living on the street, you can go in there, get medical counseling, you can get job training, you can get a phone to make a phone call. The new resource center that they're going to have, by God, the kids can go in there and take a shower if they need it. They're serving the public, young people who need a fresh start. And is this Rita and Holly?
Yeah.
Rita and Holly?
Yeah.
If you guys ever want to become movie stars and move out to L.A., and say you're eating out of a garbage can for the first couple of years... You can go to My Friend's Place, and they'll help you out.
Okay,
that's My Friend's Place, and we've raised $90,843.50 for kids like you, Rita and Holly, who are out here sleeping in a tunnel. Okay? So hang on the line there. Did you get their name and everything, Mike? Did? Okay, then I'll just go ahead and hang up on them. See you later, guys. So that's $90,843 we've raised for the great people at My Friend's Place. And they've been doing it, man. They're doing it in a very, very beautiful and fantastic way since 1988. My Friend's Place. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and pick up a copy of our CD. I wish I could say I'd autograph it for you, but we just want to get the CDs mailed out to you as fast as we can. Go to philhendryshow.com. I got a letter from a guy today. He says he went over there to try to get the CD, and it was the line was busy. Or it was busy? Or maybe he's just got a crappy dial-up network. Okay, there's the answer. Bingo, bad ISP. Anyway, it's philhendryshow.com. $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. Good luck. Very good. What is that from? That's from Holly's in Hollywood or Anal Intruders Part 8. Seika's Fantasies. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. God, don't ever let me drink Mountain Dew again. Would you do me a major favor and keep that crap out of my body? God, my blood pressure's sky high. And what are you on, Taylor? You're on like the 18th can today. I had 2 cans of Mountain Dew while we're show prepping, if you call it show prep, what we do. What happened to Melissa, man? She out getting some of that Mountain Dew? Man. I'm all messed up. All right, open phones here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, this is Redondo Beach. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello, Redondo Beach.
Yeah, Phil, hello.
Hi.
Oh, Phil, I heard you talking to that girl. I thought it was kind of open phone, so I wanted to call up and put in my two cents. So are those two women there?
The who? The two girls I was talking to?
Yes, sir.
No, they're gone.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to ask you if you've ever been to Rusty Pelican in Redondo.
The Rusty Pelican? No, sir.
Okay. I had been seeing a girl that I met over there, and my friend said to call up and get your advice on this. But she's a friend of a buddy of mine's sister, and I met her over the Rusty Pelican in Redondo Beach. We go over there on Friday night or, you know, on Saturday nights. And mostly she's like just a friend, you know, like just sort of sports sex.
What is that, sports sex?
Yes, sir. And
okay, so you're just hanging out with this girl for sports sex?
Yeah. I mean, we've been like not serious, but we're just friends mostly. So anyway, she's always made me, and I don't know if, if it's okay to talk about it or not, because your screener said it was all right.
Well, it says here you wanted to talk about condoms. Is that right?
The use of them, yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, because what's happened to me is I don't want to be responsible for the child support of a kid, and I don't want to be responsible for what I think has been her fault.
All right, well, tell me what happened.
Well, because we've been seeing each other, she's always made me wear a rubber, and I don't dig it, because I don't wear rubbers, condoms, because I only... See, it all started out, she wanted me to wear rubber.
Right, that's what it says. Your girlfriend, your current girl... She's not even a girlfriend?
She's...
I mean, she's just some girl that you see?
It's something that I do. I will sometimes see two or three women at the same time. And I realize I'm not trying to say that I'm some kind of a big stud or anything, but I just, that's, you know, it's kind of like having a friend with benefits or something, you know.
Okay, so what happened?
She wanted me to wear a rubber, and I told her that I do not wear them. I ordinarily don't wear condoms.
Why not? Because, of, you know, that is like been the watchword for the last 20 years. Do you realize that we're going on almost 20 years with the AIDS epidemic in America? 20 years that has been with us and has completely changed the lives, the sex lives of people.
Yes, sir.
And condoms have become an indispensable part of sex in this country. AIDS testing and condoms. AIDS testing and condoms. You understand? So you're saying that you don't...
No. But, I mean, I only date. And this is the one thing that I said to the guy that answers the phone, that I don't wear rubbers because the women that I date are clean and very hot. And very clean. Okay, so I know where I've been. I know I've been clean, and that I've not done nothing. And
have you been AIDS tested?
Excuse me?
Have you been AIDS tested?
The women's that I have been with have been. And I have had an AIDS test. I haven't had one recently.
When's the last time you had an AIDS test? How old are you?
I'm 28.
When's the last time you had an AIDS test?
About 3 years ago.
3 years ago. So you say that you're going, you know you're clean.
I know that I'm clean because the women that I'm with are very, very clean. They're very hot. They're very hot looking. And I know where I've been. And most chicks, you know, I mean, the thing that I want to say is most women that I'm with want to feel all of me without no barriers between us. That's what they tell me. That's what the women's tells me. But this one girl that I was dating, she said that I had to wear a rubber. So we have sports vest, but she said that I needed to wear that. So I find out last week that she'd been late with her period. And
what? You're 28 years old. Are you employed?
Excuse me?
Are you employed? Do you have a job?
I'm in between jobs right now. But
what were you doing?
I was doing phone sales, pharmaceutical sales.
Okay, so you found out last week what?
I found out last week that she'd been late, and she tells me she's pregnant. And I said, wait, you know.
She says she's pregnant. Were you the only guy that she was with?
She swears that I was the only guy she's with. And I said, wait, I was wearing a rubber. And she says it must have been broke or it might have been defected. I mean, I don't know.
Defective, you mean?
Yeah, right. She said it could have been defected. Defective. So I don't ordinarily use rubbers, but what do you do? Okay. Yeah, so I, you know.
Well, you don't ordinarily use condoms because the women that you're with, you say, want to, quote, not have any barriers. So how do you keep them from getting pregnant?
Well, that's what I told the girl. I mean, I have good staying power. Have you ever, can I ask you a question?
What?
Have you ever watched adult films? Because I have a fairly large collection of adult films.
So what do you do? You use the Interruptus method?
I'm sorry?
Withdrawal method?
Withdrawal.
Do you pull out?
Yes, sir. That's what I do. Yes, sir. That's what I do. I usually do that, and she insisted on me wear a rubber or, you know, the Jimmy hat, and now she's knocked up, and she says that I'm the father of it, and I told her if she'd not made me wear no rubber, then I wouldn't have done what I'd done. Okay? And
okay, look at pal, the whole idea of a... I don't understand how she got pregnant either, but your argument that if you hadn't been wearing it, then she wouldn't have...
No, because I've seen a lot of major adult films, and you have to understand that those...
Yeah, I know what those guys do in the movies. Is that what you're telling me that you do?
Yes, sir, that's what I do, and I've never got no woman pregnant before.
Do you know that we've got women called? Do you want to talk to any women?
I mean, well, yeah, I would.
No, I don't mean to pick up on them. Do you want to talk?
No, sir, I don't want to pick up any women. I'm just saying that this is a situation I'm having.
Well, I've got a couple of calls on the line here. Hold on for a minute. Sarasota on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Sarasota, hello.
Oh, hi, sorry.
Yes, hi.
Hi. First off, this guy, what are you on? If you
she told me
a
last
condom,
week.
You gotta just expect the consequences.
She told me last week she's pregnant.
Then you gotta pay for the consequences, dude.
But I wore a condom. She told me she wanted me to wear a condom, so I did. Okay, and she's pregnant.
Okay, first off, do you realize?
And she says to me that it probably broke her, or it broke open, or something.
That can happen, honey. I'm 23. I'm pregnant. I'm 5 months pregnant.
Did he wear a rubber?
What?
Did the guy wear a rubber?
Okay, honestly,
can we use
he was
the
wearing
word
a condom?
Can we use the word condom? Yeah, please.
Okay, I'm sorry, a condom.
Was, please, yeah. That's crude. He was wearing a condom. I was on the pill. I also
yeah.
had a condition to where it's very hard for me to conceive anyhow, and
what?
I'm pregnant. So for me, this is a miracle. But for
but
you,
but see, if I hadn't been forced to wear no condom, I would have used the withdrawal method.
That
which,
doesn't work.
Have you ever seen any adult films?
Of course I have.
Okay,
I'm not a prude.
So a lot of them guys. That's what I do.
Okay. Then,
what?
Honey,
I mean,
they
that,
use condoms,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, a lot of those adult films are using condoms, too.
They use
but
condoms
I have
and
no, but not a lot, not all of them. I've got one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast.
Okay, but you don't see what they do behind the scenes. You don't see what they splice out. You don't see what's on the cutting room floor, so to speak.
But that's what I do, and I've never gotten a woman pregnant, okay?
You're lucky.
No, I'm not lucky. I use the withdrawal method.
That doesn't
which is
work.
What
the
they use in major most adult
not,
films.
The only thing that is 100% is abstinence.
What don't would you work. Recommend for this guy, ma'am? You're pregnant. You're,
honestly?
You're, yeah, what would you recommend?
Castration.
God, that is really harsh. That's
look,
really harsh.
It,
I mean, that sounds really angry.
No, well...
You know, I mean, I didn't do nothing. I gave her what she wanted. You know,
for someone who really doesn't have morals or values and decides to just screw anything
wanted,
that has two legs and a
she wanted it. She wanted it.
She wanted it.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
I'm not. I don't force myself.
Was she using anything? A pill,
I'm
a diaphragm,
no,
anything?
We were using a rubber. I mean, we were using a condom.
That's it.
That's what she said that she wanted me to use, and because I have a lot of sexual energy, it probably broke open or something.
Okay. Honey, I
why,
have...
Why don't you castrate your boyfriend who knocked you up? I mean, you know, that's a crude thing to say to somebody.
Because,
you know,
quite honestly, we're getting married next month. We already planned it.
They're getting married, and they're doing their thing. What is it that
yeah.
you want from us here, Chris? You know,
I want to warn all the guys that are listening that, you know, a lot of men, that this could happen. So learn how to have staying power. And I was going to recommend some videos for them to have the staying power that I have.
Well, obviously, you didn't have enough staying power because she's pregnant.
But I was wearing a condom that she wanted me to wear.
That is not 100%
okay.
foolproof.
All right, ma'am. I thank you for your call. Good luck okay. With your future. Here's New Haven on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Chris, number one, the fact that you're getting your sex education from porn just about says it all.
No, I have the largest collection of adult films. I'm one of the largest collections of adult film.
This is not where you get sex education from. You're also saying women's. The correct statement would be women. And also, how do you judge
first
someone
of all,
by their look? How can you say a woman doesn't have a disease because she's hot? In what lifetime
because
is that
they're very,
someone is clean?
Because they're very clean. Because the women
you know
that
they're
I'm
clean?
With
you're
clean.
Saying they're clean and they're hot.
I'm saying that I only go out with top-grade women. I mean, I only go
top
out with...
Top-grade? Are you getting tested along with these women? Are you being tested together?
Excuse me, but I don't know how to say this, but these are top USDA, man. I mean, I'm not talking
about
some sluts.
We're not judging cattle at this point. We're talking about sexuality. We're talking about cleanliness.
That's a very good...
We're talking about disease.
Right.
And you're also not mentioning the large amount of sexual transmitted disease
right.
that goes on in the porn industry.
So the question is, how do you know, Chris, that these women are, quote, clean, end quote?
Okay. All right. I asked your producer. He said not to say it, okay?
Say what?
That I can smell pretty good, okay?
You cannot smell a disease. What?
No, if a woman's got anything nasty, you can smell it.
No. That's
oh,
just being dirty.
God
that's
almighty, I mean.
No, I mean, that's all I'm... The producer said not to say it.
Okay, I don't want to hear about your nose and how you can smell, okay?
Well, that's what I do, and I've not had... I'm 28 years old. I've been with probably 400 women in my life, and I've never had no disease.
Okay, I must say, number one, that's repulsive. Number two, do you have medical training of some kind that enables you to sense things with your nose?
Well,
what does that mean? You can smell. We can all smell.
Well, you know
what I'm... Can you smell AIDS? I mean, what do you say?
Well, you're a woman. You know what I'm talking about.
Some guys actually like the smell of...
No. Yeah. No, they don't. Sorry
yeah,
to break the news.
Do.
No, sorry to break the news, man. It's nasty. It's nasty,
well,
man.
Well, this is all opinion. This is all opinion.
Can we get off of this?
You cannot judge cleanliness by appearance. You cannot see AIDS. You cannot look at someone and say, you know what?
You're a lucky man, Chris. You're spinning the barrel of a revolver with a bullet in it, and you've so far it's missed your head, okay? That's why you haven't gotten sick. That girl who insisted that you wear a condom was right. How she got pregnant, I guess it broke. I don't know.
But see, if I had worn a condom, because I have seen, if you've seen adult films, then you know how it's done.
No, you don't. That's,
yeah.
Adult films don't teach you how to have sex in an adult fashion.
I have a very good staying power, and so I would not have done it.
Staying power has nothing to do with it.
Your so-called pull-out method got me pregnant.
I didn't get you pregnant.
No, you're
she's saying that's what happened.
Work so well.
Hey, I mean, your boyfriend, if he's not as strong as me, that's your problem, okay?
You're basically right now trying to be on the radio saying that you're good in bed. I don't know what this is.
No,
you're completely getting away from the fact that has nothing to do with safe sex.
No, the lady just said that her boyfriend didn't have a good stand power.
That's what she said. The withdrawal method did not use for her. The
because
pulling
he
out.
Did not
it doesn't
have
matter
the
what
strength.
I'm saying, how long it took him to pull out.
He
I'm
didn't
saying
have the
that
strength.
When he did, that did not work.
He didn't have the strength that I have.
When a woman encounters you, that has nothing to do with it.
No, what are you talking about? I mean, how could she get pregnant if the guy used the pull-out method? What I've seen on... Have
you heard of the pre-drift, Mr. Pornstar? Have you heard of the pre-drift?
Can I recommend some films? There's one called Schindler's Fist, which is an outstanding...
You know what,
okay, wait a second, man. Get out of here.
No, I'm just saying to these... Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm just saying that...
I don't want to hear you recommend movies, man. You got to address what these women are saying, all right? And the one lady said that what you're doing, the method you're using, got her pregnant, okay? Hold the line. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, this is a little bit off the subject, but I was just talking to my engineer, Craig Taylor. I spoke to somebody today about this cash box. Have you ever heard of it? And I'm gonna let my listeners in on this. I don't know how many people in the business actually talk about these new electronic and digital and technological developments in the world of radio that affect you, the listener. But there's something out there now called a cash box, and it sounds really wrong and very evil. And essentially what it is supposed to do is compress and speed up, somehow in real time, compress and speed up the program content so that there is more time left in the hour to cram in even more commercials. And while I'm all in favor of my sponsors being heard, screwing with the program content to the point where you sound like Mickey freaking Mouse so that you, I don't know, maybe it'll improve this show, but others that I've heard, not so. All right, let me go back to Chris. Get this guy's name, too, by the way. Hey, Chris?
Yes?
What is your full... If you don't mind, what is your full name?
I'd rather not...
Okay, so you're calling from Redondo Beach?
Yes, sir.
And you're saying that the girl that you were having sex with got pregnant even though you were wearing a condom?
Well, I mean, yes, I was, but... And I got all these people who are a little bit angry, but I want to say... The thing I just want to warn guys, because...
Okay, but what was the point you wanted to make?
Well, the point I want to make is that I'm... You know, again, I don't want to talk about myself, but I do use, I mean, if I was supposed to use condoms, I should have had a larger one, because I am kind of, you know, big, and I need to have a larger one.
Oh, okay, I see. So you need the Magnum size, huh?
Yeah, you sound sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic, but now what you're doing is you're putting this off on the fact that you are so endowed that you busted the condom, is that it?
Yeah, well, yes, sir. Essentially, I think that's what happened. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I am very, you know, if you're jealous or whatever.
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous, okay? And I'm sorry if it sounded like I was.
All right. I mean, I'm just saying that's kind of probably what happened.
All right, here is Paris on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I think it's very sad that, and Chris, this is not to insult you, but I think it's very sad that you have to call up on this show about this problem to get your sexual education because you are thoroughly misinformed.
No, she's the one that says to me that it's my responsibility, even though I took a precaution she wanted me to take. When if all I'm saying is if she had gone along on my way of doing it, she wouldn't be pregnant.
You are so wrong.
My withdrawal because
you
don't understand.
So
I have.
Oh, believe me,
I
understand.
Control. Well, how do you understand?
Because I'm a doctor and I know how this works. And
I have control over it.
You know, I have to tell you something. You are totally misinformed. It is very, very possible for a guy to get a girl pregnant, and I'm not saying it's one. It always takes two. So both of you are responsible regardless. But it is very possible for a guy to get a girl pregnant by using the withdrawal method. Just because you haven't climaxed doesn't mean you're not leaking sperm.
Have you ever seen the movie Forrest Gump?
Yes.
You have seen it?
Yes.
He's saying the movie Forrest Hump, not Forrest Gump.
Yes, I have seen it.
Okay, the porn movie?
Yes.
So you
you get around, huh, Doc?
Not that I get off on it, you understand.
Oh, I see, yeah. You're watching
but
it for
I'm
educational.
Telling you, but I'm telling you, from a medical standpoint,
yeah.
You are sorely misinformed.
Yeah.
Because
withdrawal
is not a reliable method of birth control.
Well,
it's been known for years.
The point is,
totally
I watched,
medically supported.
I watched that movie, and
well, I'm
and
so
they
glad
are,
you enjoyed the movie, but that
well,
doesn't
well,
change
you
physiology,
it too.
Dude.
You
it just
it.
Doesn't.
You watched it, too.
It doesn't change physiology. If you are using the withdrawal method,
how many porn
you are still
actresses
leaking
get pregnant?
Sperm before a climax,
how many
and that is the bottom line.
How many
and it
porn
doesn't
actresses
matter.
Get pregnant?
And here's another point. Why don't you know if the condom broke?
It must have.
Why didn't you look?
Well, who inspects their condom after it's all messed up like that?
Anybody who's having responsible sex.
Well, what are you talking about? If you saw Forrest Hump like you claim you did, you know that they use the withdrawal method. And there's no, I don't know about any porn actresses get pregnant.
Well, you don't know that,
oh,
whether they do or not, okay?
Please.
What do you mean, have you seen the movie Forrest Hump?
What does it have to do with life on Mars?
Because
that's
the method that I use.
So to you, the movies are real.
What
and
kind of doctor
in
are you?
Anything in a movie,
what
you
kind
will
of
believe
what,
and you will do.
What kind of doctor are you?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, then you're not a doctor.
Okay. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah,
but
you don't
can
know.
You tell, can you prove that I'm wrong? You can't.
Yeah, I can prove that you're wrong. Yeah, I can prove that you're
if
wrong
you,
because I never got a woman pregnant
sex,
until I wore a condom. I never got a girl pregnant
blend,
until I used a condom. I never did. Hello? I never did. I never, never did. It's wrong.
You have no clue.
You're wrong. You're wrong. You're mean.
1-800-449-8686.